Have you realized that the resurrection of Christ is our thorough condemnation? Perhaps some of you are thinking, Prof. Udy has really gone bonkers. But in Acts 3, Peter and John hold before the nation the indisputable evidence: Jesus is risen. In the name of Jesus, they have healed a man who was born lame. And he is walking and leaping and praising God right in front of them. And Peter declares to us, as to them, the resurrection proves, Acts chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, you denied the Holy One and the just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. To which perhaps you are thinking, when did I deny Jesus or ask for a murderer instead of Jesus? You have learned that Jesus is the Holy One, and yet how often have you thought and chosen what is unholy? The lustful desires, resentment, every lack of contentment. Every time we fail to love the Lord Jesus with our whole heart, every time that anything takes priority over Jesus, we are denying Him and holiness. You know that Jesus is the just one, and yet how often have you been unfair? Leaving someone out of the group? Or making that face, oh, boy, are they weird. Belittling someone because you deem they're not cool. And yet how often do we turn away and just try and cover it up? It's okay, because they really are dorks. All the cool people are doing it. I'll be forgiven anyway. And how often are our plans revealed to be in opposition to the will of God? Every time we don't want to align our will with God's will, we are choosing a murderer instead of Jesus. Every time that we intend and plan and engineer sin, we're crying, "Crucify him!" The resurrection proves that every sin we commit killed the Prince of Life. And James 2 warns that whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. Oh, wretched man that I am. Yes, the resurrection proves our thorough condemnation. But what an amazing resurrection reversal. This Prince of Life, whom we murdered by our sin, wants to blot out our sin with the very blood we shed. Verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. More than any warm shower, this is real refreshment. Yes, His resurrection is the absolute assurance that our condemnation has been fully paid. In Christ, you cannot be condemned again. For you, the sinner, died with Christ. And you, covered with His holy and precious blood, have his own resurrection as your own. The Holy One refreshes us. You are the holy children of God through faith in me. The Just One refreshes us. Covered with my righteousness, you have never been unfair. The Prince of Life refreshes us. You have my life eternally. Yeah, here is the real refreshment that lifts us out of every condemnation. So yes, repent and be raised with Christ, for the resurrection of Christ is your life today and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 47, 4-7, stanzas 1 and 2.